baking along with your favorite vegan radio baking program, Let's Get Baked. Here's hoping you have a good one, faithful radio bakers. So until next year, take care. Each episode of Let's Get Baked is created and produced by Matt Dunlap, Dave Ewenson, and Tom Westall at the Allen Street Kitchens in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Original music provided by Brent Randall. For more information, visit our website at www.letsgetbaked.ckdu.ca. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to start a few minutes early today because I've got a lot of long songs to play for you. All right, so this weekend wrapped up the end of the jazz festival in Vancouver, and then they're off to Montreal. So I hope you guys got a chance to see some of the great concerts, especially the free concerts this weekend at the Roundhouse. I saw actually Dave Brubeck on Monday night, which was very good, and the Grandmothers on Friday night, who played at the Commodore, and Fond of Tigers actually opened for them. It was a great show. They played. It was a late show. They were playing past 1 a.m. Just kept on going. Anyway, last week I was in the station and Luke passed me a CD by a guy named Kyle Brenders. And the CD is named Flows and Intensities. And Kyle is a saxophone player from Toronto. And this whole CD is all solo compositions. And I was looking up some stuff on his website. Let's see. They wrote something like this. These compositions explore the interaction of intention and surprise, notation and improv, and the experience of duration. And he is currently completing his master's in experimental music and composition at Wesleyan University. And he's worked with Vancouver clarinetist Francois Houle, and I will be playing some of his stuff later on. And they work together at the Vancouver Creative Music Institute. Now, there's a whole bunch of things on the CD that I might read later. It's full of a bunch of notes here. They're all numbered. Let's see, the first one says here, number 12, this essay begins with a brief passage of time, set method of engagement, never ate shredded weight. It's kind of weird. There's a whole bunch of these things. Anyway, the first song I'm going to play is called Handsome Expo. So if you're just tuning in, Flows and Intensities by Kyle Brenders.
Thank you.
Alright, so welcome back. what you just heard was Kyle Brenders' Flows and Intensities new CD. I think it is his first as well. And like I mentioned, he did do some things with Francois Houle when he was in Vancouver at the Creative Music Institute. And I'm going to be playing something by Francois. The first time I saw him perform was at the School of Music, where I go to school, and it was one of the Noon Hour Wednesday concerts they have during the school year. And if you are a student here and you are here from September to April, and if you have time Wednesdays at noon, there's always music playing at the recital hall in the music building. And it's a $4 concert, and they're always fantastic. I haven't seen a bad concert there. So anyway, he was performing there when I was in my first year, and I had never really seen any solo improv or any jazz-style improv anything at school or anywhere before, and it really blew me away. So this was sort of an introduction to what I have been playing on my show. Sort of improvisatory and extended technique playing. And he is a clarinet player. And when I was there at that concert, I actually bought his CD. So this is the Ariel's CD, Solo Improvisations for Clarinets. And the one I'm going to be playing is the fourth track, Pour Sydney, for Sydney. Okay, and here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. That was Francois Hull and the song called Pour Sydney. I'm going to go back to our feature today, which is the Kyle Brenders' album. And he plays soprano and tenor saxophones, if you're wondering. There's a lot of writing on the inside of this CD cover. There's something, I think, I'm not sure who wrote this. Oh, here, Paul Hagidis. Okay, so here's what he wrote. I first met Kyle 5 years ago. At the time, he was tearing up bop solos with musicians in the area. That was to be short-lived. Kyle's music has gone through a great deal of change, especially the diverse, beautiful scores he creates and the broad scope of his music after studying with Peter Hatch, David Mott, Malcolm Goldstein, Alvin Lucier, Ron Quivilla, and Anthony Braxton. And Anthony Braxton actually wrote one of the compositions, which I will play later. Kyle once played a concert with drummer Brandon Valdivia, in which they used visual poems by Bob Cobbing as musical scores. His mind is always on creating. Kyle's very much concerned with setting up a specific appropriate musical syntax for each piece or performance in order to decide which elements are left open and which are defined. Long before solo improv, some of my first conversations with Kyle were about scripts for one-man plays, the dramatic solo. The audience fills the room, surround sound. A fitting first recorded release for Mr. Brenders, to say the least. So this is comments about this album. And, okay, I'm going to be playing the eighth track next. It's called OYU. O-Y-U.
mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Rated R for...
Really Awesome.
Did you know that you can now download all CITR radio shows off their website?
What?
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 What a coincidence. So are we. And with this new podcasting feature, all you have to do is log on to www.citr.ca/podcast to find a massive library of really awesome stuff.
Sponsored by the UBC Bookstore. Okay, welcome back. So, I am going to be playing next something by the group called Carsick, who are a Vancouver group under the Drip Audio label, and more improv. Yeah, stuff I really like. Okay, so I was looking on their MySpace page, and... under their, like, info area, they had a really bad review that I guess they thought was amusing. And it says, their music is oral vomit. If you like five-year-olds beating pots and pans with a cat meowing in the background, and to top it off, an old man clicking his dentures, you'll be sure to enjoy this. So, I'm going to be playing the song Fringe Bananas, and it's the third track. And it's a little longer, so I hope you have time to hear the whole thing. Anyway, here's Carsick for you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up is a long one. Back to Kyle Brenner's. What I'm going to be playing is actually written by Anthony Braxton. It's called Composition 362, and it's almost 11 minutes long. But before I play it, I actually have been reading the CD case here, and there's so many little days. They're all numbered. They don't go in order, and then there's this little sort of just words. I don't know what to say. Here's number one says, "Don't buy the CD. Stolen bases lead to lost causes. Follow line, flow line, follow." Let's read another one. How about four? "I refer to the Chief Agent Zero smokescreen contingent, the static stimulus, cumulus, bulletproof of purchase." So, yeah, those are interesting. Anyway, here's the track. It's the third track on the CD.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. So, it's 4:40.
Beautiful sunshine shining out in the sun. Hope you guys are at the beach having a good time.
What I thought I would do is play something by Jesse Zubat. This weekend we went to go see the Fond of Tigers play with the Grandmothers. Friday night.
Radical.
Yeah, it was great. And there were actually maybe 3 songs that Fond of Tigers played that I didn't recognize. So, new album coming up, maybe. Yeah. Well, there was Release the Saviors. That was like November. Uh-huh. It came out November. But then there were 3 that I don't even know from there. So, anyway, the violin player is Jesse Zubat, and he released an album in November as well called Dementia, which is under his name, Jesse Zubat. And then before that, he released something under his, the name was Zubata. And this is the self-titled from that, and it was released before
alias,
Dementia.
Alias DJ Cliff Note.
So I'm going to be playing a track from that, and it's Hichigu.
track 4.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. So just a heads up as to what else is playing today. At 5 o'clock, you have News 101 on CITR, and then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track, followed by Son of Night Dreams at 6 o'clock, and then 7:30 is Radio Free GAC, 9 p.m., The Jazz Show, and, midnight, Vengeance is Mine. So, after that, my brain has just melted. All right, well, this Friday, like I said, we went to see one of the amazing jazz festival concerts, and we saw the Grandmothers, so I'm still feeling that vibe. I think I'm going to play a couple Zappa songs here. First one is from the album Bongo Fury, and it's actually a live album with Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart. And live in, where are they? Armadillo World Headquarters, Austin, Texas. And the song I'm going to play is the 9th track, Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants. And brushing his scapular aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks.
Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them.
Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette. Try that again. He puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design. Later, he says,
Some people,
like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's gray earth as that prince of foods, the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin. He hung around till you found that he didn't know nothing. Girl, you thought it was a man, but it only was a puffin. No cries was heard in the night as a result of him stuffing.
Thank you. Bruce Fowler on trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Terry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Denny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain Beefheart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Alright, so welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I would like to play another track by Frank Zappa, actually. Another album, it's called The Lost Episodes, and it's a bunch of previously unavailable tracks and put into one final project. And actually the first, like, the oldest track it contains is from 1958. And what I'm going to be playing is the seventh track called Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance.
Thank you.
All right, so that sort of wraps up the rib for this week. I'm still going to be playing a track by Kyle Brenders. I sort of left him behind there, but I'm coming back to that to end the show. So that's it for today, the 30th. And that's it for June. No, it's not.
Yeah, July is tomorrow. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, July is tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, in the summer, you go yesterday, today, tomorrow. That's my...
Yeah, time disappears.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
Unless you're working.
Sorry, guys. I work, too. So, yeah. Check out the podcast. If you missed any shows, you can always go to citr.ca and click on podcast. And remember, this is The Rib. So, otherwise, I will be back next week with more exciting news, info, and music. Yep. All right. So, thanks for listening.